If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius, Germanicus is here, and we've enjoyed ourselves with some big themes today. Carthage, always entertaining to us. Rome is entertaining to us. Carthage, we've talked to Sulla, who retired to the Bay of Naples and watched dancing and associated with young people and died quietly in the Bay of Naples. An unusual end for a man who led to the guided Rome to the deaths of about 500 very well-to-do people, some of whom were senators. We talked of, the massacre of the Jews at Masada, certainly the destruction of the temple, and then later on, 140 AD, Bar Kokhba destroyed. We've spoken of large events in which Rome's response is, make a wasteland, you can call it peace. And that is the Roman style. That was Carthaginian's piece. So now we come to something that's more fun, which is revisionism of Rome in the 21st century to make it more acceptable to the guidelines of the 21st century. Germanicus, there's a new book that presents Domitian as successful, Titus as not so successful, Nero as misunderstood. I enjoy that. And the Civil War is something that was always more posited than it was actual. Our experience and our education in the first century AD is Rome was in a perpetual state of civil war, starting with the elimination of kings and leading to the resolution, which was an emperor, and the civil war stopped. Now, remind me, do we believe that the American Republic is in a late stage leading to an emperor? Do we believe it's being put off by, in some fashion, responding? Because it would appear that the revisionism believes that the Roman Republic was vital and needed to be maintained. That's the revisionism. Do you observe that the Americans are convincing themselves that Rome went the wrong way when it went to become an empire that lasted 2,000 years?
This is an endless debate among historians, whether we talk about historians today or 100 years ago, and that is turbulence and strife in a society a sign of decadence and unraveling and to be brought to an end at all costs, or is such contestation, no matter how bitter and bilious, is it a sign of vitality? In other words, all of that competition, conflict, the tussle, the give and take, et cetera, leads to creative outbursts and new ideas, and it pushes society toward great solutions, whereas a society that is, you know, run by a single leader is going to become eventually ossified and unproductive or sclerotic or whatever the bad term is. And the truth is, there are societies that are roisterous, boisterous, and full of conflict, and they do great. And I would just put in as an example the U.S. in the 1850s before the Civil War, the U.S. in the 1890s when things were about to come apart, the U.S. in the 1920s, which was headed to disaster, and then it had a disaster. That didn't matter. It just kept going. But the truth is, if you look at Roman society toward the end of the Republic, all of that conflict was not helping Roman people. And Rome was doing fine in the sense that there was great wealth in very few hands, but Rome was going gangbusters all over the known world and was unchallenged, effectively. But the society as a whole has to be at peace with itself. A society can't continue in a period of conflict where the vast majority of people are being ground down. And in spite of the fact that that may seem to have been the case, say in the United States in the 1880s and 1890s, or in the late 1920s and early 1930s, that could be ameliorated by the political process, and leaders could emerge that would change things, like McKinley, followed by Teddy Roosevelt and progressivism, or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, for example. But in Rome, and toward the end of the Republic, the only intervention that would work to ameliorate better the lives of citizens who were in a state of near despair was the intercession of these big men, especially the triumvirate types, you know, Pompey and then ultimately Caesar. And the U.S. is in a situation not unlike that today. And we have a lot of vitality in this country. And that's all great, but it doesn't necessarily translate into a society that can continue as it is. In other words, it's fine to have all sorts of tumult and conflict, but the causes of that conflict, especially when it relates to the majority of the citizenry in distress, must be eventually resolved. So it can be resolved. Potentially, there's no reason why it can't be, but it seems to me, just observing the scene as I have over 50 or 60 years as a sentient person, it is unlikely that that is going to happen with the kind of structure we have now. And in fact, even if the society is very creative and very dynamic, if the political system becomes ossified and you have, you know, a corporate system mirroring that, you have an economy that is financialized that doesn't produce, but the financialized aspect of it only abets this incredible divergence of wealth and income, an incredible inequality in America that is unsustainable, then at some point this will come to a head. So it has to be looked at. In other words, your question about whether we're heading toward an emperor system, it has to be looked at from the standpoint of whether the constitutional order we have now, as it is operating, can reform itself, or whether or not a major adjustment is required. And as you've said, you know, reform is always a kind of signal or bellwether that things can't really be changed. That's all rhetoric. And the fact is that But it's a feeling that most Americans have. Let me put it that way and not speak for myself. A feeling among millions of Americans that the entire system has to change. And how would that change? Well, that is the point of your question.
Germanicus is Marco Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor. We're heading to sacrifice to the great god Augustus. That's something of an answer. Not entirely. We're then going on to the theater, where we're told bravely the local talent is going to recreate the farewell Dido and Aeneas. It's a very sad scene with pyrotechnics. It should be exciting on a cold night in Londinium, 91 AD. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Thank you and good night.
The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.